Dan doesn't fuck around, okay?
What the fuck?
Good. Dan doesn't mess around when someone asks for something. You see that?
What?
Right. So Dan doesn't mess around when somebody asks for something.
Oh, I missed it. No, I saw it. I'm kidding.
God damn it. Son of a bitch.
No, let me just wind this up real fast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Shadowcast.
Hi, everybody.
I can take over. Well, not take over. I can feel this. I had a script and then it just popped out of my head.
Did you have a script?
I did. It's in my head and it's gone. Hey, at least we showed up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Shadowcast. This is Matt from Shadow Moses. I do some things. Lately, it's just getting mad at my 3D printer again. And then I battle stupid wireless problems with fucking power converters that I hooked on chairs. And I'm here with Dan, who's our producer. And then Pete is nowhere to be found. I think he fell off a cliff.
I think he's dead.
Yeah. So bon voyage, Pete. All those orders that he had going out will be done. But other than that, I can't make any promises until we find his body.
If we could, do we have that technology?
Yes, I can 3D print it.
Oh, okay. I, you know what? The amazing irony that would be he is a 3D printed being instead of we went from the $6 billion woman or the $1 million man to 3D printed Pete.
If you print it, he will produce.
He will produce. Dude, okay, so real quick, just off top, you're drinking the tea from Wawa.
Yeah.
Is the lemon tea their default flavor, or is there a regular iced tea?
No, this is like their default flavor.
It is lemon.
Yeah, there's no just iced tea. It's
so they were arguing about it on Preston and Steve, and Kathy was saying lemon tea is their default. Everybody else was like, no, there's a regular flavor. She goes, no, there's not.
No, she's 100% correct.
And I was thinking of you because I'm like, oh, I could tell Matt to call in right now and end this argument like right now.
I'd be like, Preston, you bald fuck. No.
Not Steve. Steve's the bald fuck.
Steve?
And then
you have
run.
A glorious head of hair.
Yes. And then run because he's like 6'3 and he's built like a brick shithouse.
Oh, how tall are you? You know what they say about guys with small shoes? I would just do that. It's always sunny bit. Dan will run up out of nowhere and he'll go to peg the ball. Then he'll stand up and he'll hit me in the face with it.
And they'll get it because, you know, they were there for that.
Yeah, I know. I know they would get it. I'd be like, okay, you jabroni.
Word.
Anyway,
you know, another thing is also it's Memorial Day weekend, so I'm sure it's throwing everything.
Oh, huh. I don't comb. What's a comb? I don't comb my hair, Ash. Thank you for coming.
Ash!
Yes.
Wow, that's considering she's telling you to comb your hair next to mine, that's pretty impressive. Although I just hi Ash, good to see you, Ash Rendar. What? Did you do Star Wars?
I don't know if they announced anything new since they did the whole May 4th weekend, which was a really bummer episode for us because we don't care particularly much about Star Wars stuff. They're doing a lot of re-releases in the Black Series, which doesn't scale well.
I remember.
We kind of went over it towards the end of that episode, but nothing particularly great. Hot Toys is doing some refreshes and re-releases on their stuff.
The Black Series was real coveted at True, and then it was gone. Like, not gone, but then nobody was, like, buying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the Black Series is still kind of popular. They just, like, I don't know. A few episodes ago, I was advocating the model kits. Because, like, they were better articulation and everything like that. And they're $30. Although, if you go to AmiAmi, you could find, if they're in stock, you could find just Bandai, like, SHF Stormtroopers for, like, $30 or cheaper. Mm-hmm. So, you could kind of do what you want there.
It's not bad.
I don't think we have anything particularly interesting Star Wars to go over.
No,
I know that
really.
We do have some cool things that were announced. I'm going to go right into the Mafex Rogue. Yeah, that's like the Black Series is kind of relying on people just buying Star Wars figures because Hasbro just bumped everything up, laid off 1,700 people, and then we're like,
well, our numbers aren't performing the way we expected them to.
And well, so in all honesty, that quarter three was up, and I think the quarter four was okay, but that next quarter, from a gross capitalist perspective, it kind of justified the layoffs because quarter one sucked. So
when you mention like stock and quarter prices, yeah, like that, it kind of boggles the mind when I just look to the right here and I see a $500 proton pack, and remember we have a $300 PKE meter trap set coming out.
Yeah.
How is that happening? Perhaps. Well, never mind.
I don't know. I mean,
Rich, we've
HasLabs are always going to be a thing. Yeah, exactly. The fifth different version of it. Like, whoa, how many times can he regurgitate a figure? I mean, that's what. And honestly, especially with the Marvel movies not being as popular lately, like that's really what they've had to rely on doing is just re-releases of the Infinity Saga. They just announced a Hulkbuster at some Big Bad Toy Store. It's actually not an MCU version. Can you pull that up?
Yes,
Big Bad Toy Store.
I was about to.
Yeah, it's actually. I probably will pre-order it if I feel like it. If I feel impulsive enough, I think it looks pretty good. I like that the more classic style. That one, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's more of a classic style. And then it comes with a Tony Stark head that goes in there.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. $59.99. Okay.
That's Hasbro again. The Transformers re-releases are really weird, especially when Transformers is even weirder because like when they were going through the whole what was it called? The War for Cybertron series. The third part of that, the third series of episodes, actually mingled in with Beast Wars. And they were doing re-releases of the Beast Wars figures in their crappy, like Target versions or Walmart versions of the figures. And they had Optimus Prime. That's like this Optimus Primal, excuse me. And he's in this box. And then the box has so much negative space around him. It looks like it's an empty package. It was so dumb. What were you going to say?
No, nothing. I was like, you said the wrong name. It's Optimus Primal.
Oh, yeah.
Primal. How dare you?
Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be... Does it say in the description how tall it is? It looks like it's going to be 10 inches.
9.1.
That's pretty good, I guess.
Most women couldn't complain about 9.1.
Well, I think the Hulkbuster is typically supposed to be like 12 feet tall because the Hulk is 9 feet tall. It's weird. I mean, everything is kind of nebulous in scale.
I did not know those numbers.
Well, I only know them because I have Hulkbuster figures. Like I had the Hot Toys one for a while. Oh. And that was, I forget how big it was. It was really big. It was almost the size of like a quarter scale statue. That's actually so Ash talking about the Cheetors. There's in the Masterpiece series, there's Cheetor, and then there's the Panther version of Cheetor. I forget what it's called. It might not. I don't know how easily you'll find it.
Not very easy here.
Yeah.
I have the standard one, and then you're able to take control and bring your screen up, right?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a moment. Transformers Masterpiece. Bam, bam, bam. I have the Cheetor figure, but I didn't see any reason to get. No, it's not that one. Skylynx is a weird fucking monster. Shadow Panther.
Oh, that is the wrong. Well, all right. It's not the $17 one, is it?
No, it's the Masterpiece one.
That's what I thought. I can spell.
Yeah, so Shadow Panther. It's literally the same figure as Cheetor. It's just repainted.
It's not that one, is it?
What?
Oh, you can't see it. Sorry.
It's $100-some.
That one?
That's probably it.
Well, it's for $56.80. I don't think that can't be it.
Okay, no, that's...
Oh, without box.
It's new without box, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably... it might be a ripoff version. But yeah, minus some of the details on the actual figure, it's Cheetor. It's black. It's a black version of Cheetor. Like, why are you going to try and do this? Actually, $56 is a fair price.
I was going to say, yeah, that seems okay.
I question if that's like a real version though, because they're knockoffs of so much of that other shit. But yeah, that Hulkbuster looks pretty good. I might end up getting that. I know that a lot of people, it's kind of surprised me, but a lot of people prefer the like the more of the comic version of figures. Like I know Pete's really into the comic versions, with some exceptions. Like he likes the Captain America and the Winter Soldier from the movie The Winter Soldier. But typically, like for Iron Man figures, he wants more of the comic style. A lot of people kind of float that way too. Whereas I'm one of the people who likes, I'm fine with the MCU version, like Doctor Strange and everything like that. I don't really particularly lean one way or another. I don't know.
You know, and then it was funny because we were talking about it last week. Kate sent us a picture of a toy store she was at, and it was just because there was all those pictures of the real Ghostbusters figures. Mm-hmm. And I remember commenting, oh, it's wave 5. And we've gone from where different waves came out. They didn't just repaint these figures, even in the late 80s, early 90s. They all did different things. They all had different, they had the main face mold, but everything, something would change. Their face would pull open. It was always different and not just a repaint to where we've gone to. There's a $100 figure and the Panther, we just repainted it.
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, well, I mean, so even with some of the newer Hasbro figures, we're seeing a lot of reuse. Like that Venom we went over last week, that Venom is a lot of reuse. There's the torso is different, but it's not, it didn't switch to pinless arms. So you could still see the pins going into the arm joints. I think the leg joints were the same. It's just resculpts or repaints of the head. And Ash, talking about the X-23 figure, maybe you'll get one after Deadpool and Wolverine. I don't know. There's a lot of rumors that What's-Her-Face is going to reprise her role in that. We'll see. I don't know how true that is. There's a lot of talk about the movie. I really hope that a lot of people don't know what's going on, because I like things to be more surprising than people. Everybody I don't like when all these leaks and shit come out. Daphne.
Yeah, everybody has to know.
Yeah. If that comes out, then they might do one. I don't know if Mafex did an X-23 figure at any point, but I know that Mafex did do a new Rogue figure. So Dan, if you could pull that up. Oh, that's a good point. The Hot Toys, yeah, that'll probably be decent. Hopefully, I mean, you know about Hot Toys. They can't do this without destroying the fabric that they have. So
I was impressed on how quickly I did that. Sorry.
Oh, I pre-ordered her through AmiAmi because she'll be like $30 cheaper or something like that. No, they didn't give Rogue back her booty. I wasn't thrilled on the face of this Rogue, but when I was asking Pete about it, he said that he loved it, and I was like, okay. It didn't look like, I don't think that looked like she did in X-Men 97, which is kind of what I was hoping it would look more like, but it's not bad. I just had a specific idea in mind and they didn't quite do that. But yeah, I mean, I love Mafex, so this was an easy pre-order for me.
I love that they have the back picture and you're like, oh yeah, no, I guess not.
Yeah, no, she doesn't have, she has a sandwich butt.
You did what on her face? Ash. I don't understand. I don't know. That joke.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's awesome. She has a hand holding a glove. That's a really cool detail. I didn't even realize that before.
There was a, I was making the guy runs the Talking 215 show, mm-hmm. who I produce and manage their social media for now. They were doing a what fictional character would you put on the Phillies? And trust me, there's a connection. At one point, someone brings up Rogue because she's powerful in this and all that. And I'm like, because she's strong, he says. And I'm like, that's not her power. This video's wrong. I'm not posting this. Posted. I'm like, nerd. It's not her power. He's wrong.
Rogue wouldn't be a bad person to have on the.
You said you didn't like her face. I just went with it. Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's like, not bad, but well, give me one sec.
Uh-oh. Live model. I'm assuming she's coming power to make belts do whatever the heck that is. Oh, 3 head sculpts. That's what I was looking for. How many interchangeable hands?
Bam.
Whoa.
So I was hoping it would be a little more like that or there. Like I said, it's not bad, but it doesn't It looks a little like dead. It's not as like cheerful as this one. Like, holy shit, they did a really good paint job with this. Fuck.
He just realized, man, it's really good.
Well, I bought it, but like, I
mean, actually, let's wait, let me bring it up. Let me bring it up.
How do I open this then?
You're gonna open it now.
Yeah, I don't know why her belt is like halfway across her body like that. Rascal Taco.
The power to make her belt do it. Well, see, the belt is still acting as if there is a hip there, and in this figure, there is none. You just ruined its resale.
So
I like the Mafex better. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fair.
But to be fair,
to answer Badash's question, yes, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming, Badash. So there you go.
You know what's great about that is her timing is just as good as it is on my streams as it is on this one. Oh, Ash. Yeah, I like that figure. Sugar.
Sugar.
Now, it says comic version. Does that mean they're probably going to do a an alt?
That's a good question.
Matt's image is mirrored.
Mine's mirrored. That so is. This is my left hand to you.
You can fix that with just a button press, but I don't think I can. I don't remember where it is in the menus to navigate you to it, and we're live.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
WandaVision.
He talked about the Green Goblin having no waist articulation. She literally has one. She just has this crunch for her chest and then nothing for her abdominals.
Wow, I went right to wrestling. That's not cool. I didn't.
What are you talking about?
All I pressed was new arrivals and it went right.
Oh, are those the Jazzwares ones?
I don't. No, it's Mattel. Mattel has that license. That's pretty badass because that's the Eagles colors from.
Well, Jazzwares is actually another thing we were going to go over because I know that they have a wrestling license. I just don't know which one it is. Maybe it's AEW.
That might be why I think that's familiar. So let's take
this might not. So it's in the vault.
It is in the vault. All right. So let me go to I have this off to the side to bring up the chat, which I don't want the rest of you to see. Pete is dead, apparently. Well, good run.
I don't know. Grayson probably killed him. Probably has him slaving over putting together his Five Nights at Freddy's walls. Don't do that.
And boom.
Oh no.
Excuse me, Kevin and Sammy look like midgets. It's little people, Roscoe Taco. It's like it's not hooker, it's sex worker.
Wait, you mean little people, the toy line?
Yeah, sure.
They've been putting out.
They have AEW.
Okay, that's what it was. I don't particularly give a shit about wrestling. I really pulled this up because anyone who might watch this and has any interest in Halo stuff, they have the Halo figures being released through the vault. Like they, so I also don't care about these releases because yay, a Master Chief figure because we need another.
This is what you're looking for though, right? This is what you're talking
about. No, they were the ones that you had up on the other page actually.
Stupid asshole. It didn't make sense that they don't have them on the site.
These aren't up yet. This comes out the 29th. If your stupid ass would read the thing.
I could read the date, but they would have it on the site with the fucking date on it instead of me having to open up Instagram and go, hey, look at my fucking shit.
So these will be coming out on. Okay, that makes sense, Ash, the Mondo one. Mondo does a really good job, but they're a 12-inch scale. Anyone who's interested in these Halo releases, you can find them on the 29th on the Jazzwares vault. And so it looks like the Halo stuff isn't selling out right away, which is kind of ironic because you can't find it anywhere else. But I think these are the World of Halo scale. So these are their like roughly 4-inch scale figures. I'm hoping I could grab the Elite Zealot from Reach. Although Tartarus and the Prophet are also pretty cool grabs.
Severe thunderstorm. I just can't believe, but Badass will catch. But I'm being serious also. I can't believe I live in a world where Danhausen is getting a toy figure out. And I don't even know how to explain Dan other than he's based on. Have you ever seen the actual?
No.
Okay, never mind. It wouldn't matter. He's evil, but it's just a goofball character. He's just goofy. Like it's just for comedy. And his wrestling move is to put the spell on you.
You're mine.
He just does that, and they have a spell. He also collects Simpsons toys. Yes, Yes, he is a toy collector as well. There's a couple of wrestlers that have
he's based on Conan O'Brien. What?
Yeah, a little bit. He curses you. Yes, you're right. He doesn't get put in a spell. I apologize. He curses you. You'll be in a match with somebody else. You won't know he's there. And all of a sudden, that motherfucker will pop up at ringside, look at you and go, curse! Somehow. Has nothing to do with him, of course. I mean, his curses are completely, yes, correct. He also doesn't like swearing so much, or used to not like.
Well, that's fucking dumb.
Yes, Dan! That's the point.
Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, Dan. Go to Big Bad Toy Store. And pull up Simpsons.
Okay.
Since Roscoe Taco's in the chat, I don't know if she saw or knew
these. Don't cater to that asshole.
What?
Don't cater to that asshole.
Well, I know that. I know that they collect, that they like the Simpsons. You won't find it there. Just type in the search.
Oh, the Simpsons? Okay.
Yeah. Super 7 does all those Simpsons figures.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. They put out a lot of, they have a lot of Simpsons figures out.
Do they have Bret Hart?
I don't think so.
I want a Bret Hart Simpsons character. I only think he was in the show once for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that seems pretty obscure. But
he buys a house next to the Shrieking Sheep.
You can probably also find these cheaper on different websites.
I like the itchy robot figure. God, she still watches. I can't. I've lost track. I don't know what season it's on and how old it is. No, I'm barely older than it.
Well, that's also like Family Guy.
Gucci!
I haven't watched Family Guy in forever, and I don't think it's funny at all anymore.
There's moments, but not many.
when Pete and I were at AwesomeCon, scroll up a little bit, there was a guy wearing a hoodie that I forget exactly what color it was, but in the center of it was Homer in the Moo Moo. I was like, that's amazing.
I could actually pull, that's, yeah.
There's, so funny.
There was a few things I was looking at were at this weight of like, I could pull off Homer, especially with the wear. And I could also pull off Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger. Mostly
I can definitely see you doing Carl 100%.
I have the voice down.
In a wife beater with a gold chain.
What happened to my car?
Just pull out your inner Wapdago and you're there.
You can't say that.
I'm Italian. I can say
that. I can say that. Oh, okay. Let that fly.
Pete, our show is canceled. Why? I used an ethnic slur for Italians.
I was telling Kelly about our conversation we were having off stream about Italians and how they feel persecuted. I'm like, no, they're not. Well, they were persecuted. I'm like, yeah, but then they bought the courts, the police, and they ran the city. So I don't.
Yeah, but that was only a select group of Italians.
There were less African-American mafia bosses. That's all I'm saying. A lot less.
Well, yeah. I mean,
unless you watch my, you know.
Unless you watch what?
Pull off.
Oh, hey, Lawrence.
I'm not dumb enough to pull off Peter. I actually get enraged watching some of those episodes instead of laughing. I'm like, I don't know. Hate you.
I just don't even bother because I just don't think it's funny.
I only watch when I know Josh, when Josh Robert Thompson says he's going on.
I've watched American Gangster. Hey, all right, Dan, go back to the homepage. So let's look at the Ghost in the Shell figure we have up. I already forget her name. Pete's not here. I don't know if he's familiar with Ghost in the Shell. I know that he knows Kira, but
it's I can't say her last name, but it's
I think so.
Yeah,
Kusanagi.
That sounds better than my pronunciation. Jesus Christ. Never mind.
But yeah, who is this? This is Bandai. Oh, this is Haya Toys. Holy shit. I'm glad we pulled this up. I thought this was Bandai. Very interesting. So Haya Toys, we've brought up time and time again. I don't know if you've caught on, Dan, but like they're slowly breaking into the 112th market and they're doing more. That is already a toy magazine.
Yeah, she knows.
Okay.
She knows.
But Haya Toys is breaking into the 112th market and they're doing soft goods on their figures. So one of the other interesting things about that is the fabric jacket. Right
oh,
there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Like that. So right like, there.
They have Star Trek. They have Star Trek figures that have like cloth shirts and everything. Like they're doing Spock, Bones. They did they had a Chris Pine figure.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure that you were aware I was talking about newer Star Trek. But They also did Rambo, and they're doing
a Kelvin timeline, Matt.
They're doing a Daryl Dixon figure. So interesting to see that they're doing this Ghost in the Shell as well.
I was doing something inappropriate.
I know. Well, actually, it's kind of ironic. Go back real quick. This is a weird thing to point out. Go back to that picture. Like, you could see her hip joint there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, she has more than one butthole in that picture. Kind of weird that's not more hidden. I don't know how much of a gripe that'll be, but like,
it's also a prototype, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how much of a prototype it is. I mean, so if you go back a few pictures, you can kind of see the arm. This is always a tricky type of figure. Like, that's a great example right there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, you see all the joints. Like, the elbow joint is actually integrated fairly well. And this is a problem with figures like Psylocke too, where they have just this really small jumpsuit on. The more like actual flesh you see on a figure, the more you're going to see all these ugly joints. And it's a constant battle. And like, companies like Hot Toys and even Star Ace, they'll do seamless bodies, but the problem with seamless bodies is they're made with like this silicone rubber, and that dries out and it rips, and then the bone, like the skeleton inside of it, like pops out and shit. So like,
that's bad.
Yeah, it's really cool that she has that great articulation, but the trade off is you see all of the joints.
It'll look like shit if you want to take her clothes off. Yeah, I remember those. I got Toy Fair as Baby Ash. If my mom ever actually looked at what was in those magazines, Baby Ash wouldn't have got. It wasn't Toy Fair. I mean, we also had Toy Fair, but there's another magazine that was a local sales toy sales magazine that at the back, it would have naughty toys. And I don't mean sex implements. I mean figures, and which I guess could argue. And my dad wouldn't care. He'd be like, hey, you want to read the toy magazine? Sure do. Thanks. Thanks, bud. Just telling you.
But yeah, this is kind of cool. Nice. Like, one of the things I like to see about Hi-Ya Toys is they're not attacking, but they're not bringing out yet more Marvel and DC figures. They're doing third-party stuff that no one else is doing. So I hope they keep going down this road. I would like to see even more obscure things from them, honestly. Like, could you imagine getting figures from Live, Die, Repeat as you know it? Like, how awesome would that be? Edge of Tomorrow, for people who call it the other title of the movie. I didn't have a Toy Fair magazine.
I'm sorry. This is what I do. Yeah. So this is the gift Bad Ash gives to me. And I wouldn't have it any other way, but it's fun to watch.
But yeah, it's cool to see them doing all these third party licenses. And yeah, I mean, shit, even the Tom Cruise. Yes, that, like, yeah, that when one. You said the Tom Cruise movie, immediately my mind went to you being facetious about that one. Because I was like, yeah, like Mission Impossible. Didn't even register that he was in Edge of Tomorrow.
I met immediately to Days of Thunder.
I mean, that's more of a Super 7 type thing. Because Super 7 does all those really weird licenses like that.
Dude, you want to bring up toys. When that movie came out, even though it bombed, which you're crazy, the toys that came out for that.
Days of Thunder?
Yes, they had a huge toy line, dude. It was race cars in the 90s. Are you kidding?
I guess.
They just came out with a bunch of NASCAR toys, and the good thing is they're made of metal and lead paint, so you could taste them. I can still taste them, which explains a lot. And it would come out with, it had a big racetrack with a bottom was plastic and you race these cars around it. There were slot car versions of it. I mean, it was a movie not for kids, but it just shoved those toys down your throat, all of them. And I still remember the taste, because when you're racing them and you bash them together and you crash them like in the movie, and then you go, oh, that just came off the back of lead.
Bad Ash, why are there no Mission Impossible toys? Does Tom Cruise believe that toys will capture the essence of his alien soul?
Yeah, they'll take his thetans or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
Is it what it is, thetans?
Yeah, I think. Unless South Park is more facetious.
I do love when they're telling that story about Dianetics. They're like, no, this is actually in the story.
Yeah, like, this is what Scientologists actually believe. And I like how they mock themselves later, saying this is what Super Adventure Club actually believes.
I wanted to bring this up for this specific reason. Well, I had the 1300.
Oh, well, it's because it's a statue. It's a Bandai statue. That's why.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
So just pull it up now at this. Oh, it's on Big Bad Toy Store too.
Tom doesn't sign his likeness over for merch. No figures if they make.
If they make Mission Impossible games, it's generic Ethan Hunt. Which tracks, actually, because they made a
one
game based off.
I'm blanking now too, but yes, I understand.
Minority Report. They made a video game based off Minority Report.
The one I thought of.
Which one of the apparently it was a decent game, but like it was really backwards because like you were killing people throughout the whole game.
Like Mission Sherman is the Mission Impossible game, yeah. So I have a question. Why are we blanking out our boobs and not our butt?
Because butts are for pooping and boobs make the censorship is weird.
Ooh.
Stop that.
Censorship
is weird. Yeah, I don't
butthole and yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I mean, thank you.
Well, like honestly, I'm gonna say it. Anyone who buys this is a little bit weird.
What I was getting at because you know me, I like a good titty and butt and you know big heart, like penis. Like let's go for it. Sex is great. But. Why are you buying a $1,400?
It doesn't make sense.
What are you going to do with it? Don't answer that. It's a bad ass.
You put it on top of your toilet at your grandmother's house or whatever. But yeah, no, like there's, I mean, if you're a fan of the show, like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't see the appeal. It's also $1,400. Like they're trying to approach it like it's this great piece of art, but it's a naked woman with the USB port in her spine.
Oh, it's still... That's okay. Lick it, says Badass. Here's how I get my ecto. I say I want that instead.
Oh, well, that's cheaper than the Ecto one. It's a conversation starter.
I don't know. I walk into Matt's house and he has a big, like, 3-foot-high Godzilla.
Yeah.
I started a conversation, although I don't, there wouldn't be much. Never mind.
You saw Godzilla, right? I couldn't remember if that was out when you were here.
Yeah.
I still love that thing. I look at it and I just feel joy.
I mean, I look at this and I feel joy. Get gross. I was just saying.
No, I know. I'm just disagreeing. It's just, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't see the appeal. But like they do. Prime One that? Studios has similar statues for Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, it's only 10 inches for 18.
God, it's a quarter scale.
I need a little bit bigger than that.
What's it made of? Scroll down. It should say it's probably PVC. Polystone. That's why. That's your price right there.
What's polystone?
A mixture of stones.
Oh, I guess that would make sense. Yeah. I specifically made it for Andrew. That one.
I wish he would fuck off the world.
You know what? It was nice to see real quick. I'm not going to mention specifics, but when he was incarcerated by the local authorities, and they were marching him and his brother out. It was nice to see. Oh, that's why he's angry. His hair. I got it. I understood. I was like, oh, that's why he is. His hair's terrible. And if you don't know what I mean, look up Andrew Tate arrested. You're welcome.
So okay, moving forward. Let's pull up those Batmobiles, the tumblers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's really curious. So these are from McFarlane. So these are going to be more in scale with like your 7-inch figures. And now I'm really curious to see how they're going to stand up next to that Moto King one that we talked about last week.
I can tell you from my memory, the Moto King one is one I would want over this.
I'm curious.
This is not giving me many pictures. Let me see if there's more on Big
May 31st. Well, go to Toy Arc because I think they had some more. They had pictures that looked like of one that. Wait, what?
I was agreeing with you. I said, ow.
Can you pull that up? Okay. Well, I thought you were looking at it.
No. If I was looking at it, I would. I think it's this one. Boom.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There's more pictures. I fucking knew it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it looks bad. And I will say, it doesn't necessarily look bad because of Todd McFarlane, although the inside on that, you see that right wheel? Go back real quick. Above the right wheel in there, you see like the inside of the vehicle itself looks kind of fucking dumb. The tumbler.
I'll say it looks fucking stupid.
The tumbler. I don't understand what the whole idea was behind the tumbler, because I guess realistically you're not gonna have a Batmobile. Okay. The Batman went with this like just overpowered. What the fuck even kind of car was that? But then
it's not.
What?
There isn't. It's just actually, you know what? If it was modeled after something, Bad Ash will know. So give her 30 seconds to catch up.
Yeah, Bad Ash. What was the Batman's?
I thought it was experimental. Batmobile. I don't think it is. Are you talking about the original Batmobile?
No.
This one
from the Batman, Robert Pattinson. Oh God,
I did know, and now I've forgotten. That is actually a car. Yes.
Yeah. It's like
badass, you'll know. Yeah, that's actually that looks worse too.
But like, I don't know necessarily that it's McFarlane's fault. I think that's just the way the vehicle looks. I know, but like he's.
What was the other company that's doing the other one?
Moto King. MODOKING.
I got it. Oh no!
Is that one that much better?
There's no fucking comparison. No, that's okay. Incorrect. Sorry. Okay. No, fuck you, McFarlane. No. Let's do this. Hold on. I'll bring this up. You tell me. Where the hell did it go? There it is. Okay. You ready?
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, Bad Ash. Thank you.
There's the McFarlane.
Yeah.
Even the no, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sorry. I can't agree with you on that one. I will not sign off on that.
Well, no. I mean, the car looks like a symmetrical crumbled up piece of black tin.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
But yeah, the Moto King one does look a lot better. Although the Moto King one will probably run. I still haven't put together my Moto King Batman, but I'm assuming it's at an import scale. The McFarlane one is going to be at their dumbass diaper baby 7-inch scale. So that's something to consider, I guess. Jada Toys Batmobile better. Yeah, but Jada Toys is what, 1/24th or something like that? I didn't buy the Jada Toys one. I have the one from the Batman.
Which one did I buy?
And then I have the one from Justice League, actually.
Wait. Which Jada Toy one? Oh, the Tumblr. Not the Tumblr.
The Batman.
Pattinson. Because I brought up the
Tumblr. Whose is this one?
Jada.
Oh, okay.
Jada makes the... Yeah, that's why I was confused, because Jada has them all listed. They even have the bullet that when the Batmobile in the 89 movie.
They also have the Arkham Knight one.
Yeah.
This guy I work with... What?
Oh?
Yeah. This guy I work with has all these Batmobiles on his shelf, and I saw the Arkham Knight one, and I was like... And I didn't register... I hadn't played the game yet, so I was like... Which is that one from? Well, I think I was like under the impression it was from the game. Like, which one is that from? Yeah. Yeah, they have a. Yeah.
Well, I'm familiar with it. You spend a lot of fucking time in it.
1/24th scale. So I was talking to somebody about the game recently, and apparently there was an early like bootleg version of it, of Arkham Knight. And people were playing the bootleg version of it. And they were constantly like, how do you glide? How the fuck do you deploy your cape? You can't. In the bootleg version, there's no cape to glide with, like for some reason or other. So it's kind of hilarious that they paid the price for playing the bootleg game. But yeah, I have that one, and it's kind of sweet.
Say, that's a Dodge Charge. Maybe they pulled, because it ain't that in the back.
Yeah, they fuse a few different.
Definitely in the front.
Yeah, like it's definitely designed as a custom vehicle, but either way, it's like I was saying, like you're not going to have in Nolan's movies, you're not going to find a Batmobile. And being that Bruce Wayne needed something like then and there because he went straight to being Batman, he didn't have like a non-Bat vigilante mode in the Nolan verse. We just went straight to having a military vehicle that he could use to fuck up the city. Like that's what he got. It was a weird choice that they went with a little fucking, just a weird little bulldog little vehicle.
I actually loathe the original Batmobile.
Like the
hot rod one.
The Nathan West one?
Adam West,
yeah.
No, that's my favorite. I love that one.
Oh.
No, the one from the comic that has the bat face on the front of it. It's like a Roadster. GTO Camaro, too, as well. Sorry, I was talking about the Batman.
Yeah. No.
It looks like an amalgamation of a bunch of shit. The bunch of muscle cars from that era.
I mean, they're probably in that universe. There's probably also some kind of brand of car that exists in Gotham City.
Bruce Wayne Torch.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne Terrence.
What else? So moving on with Batman, there is that gold label glow in the dark croc Killer Croc figure. Is there a link for that? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's on Amazon. Okay. Yeah, $50. That's about right. I have the original, like, standard release of this, and I think it's fine.
Smell your bones.
You could do some cool stuff, I guess, with a glow-in-the-dark figure if you get lighting situated right in your display or your picture.
That's great looking.
Yeah, I'll give McFarlane the credit for this one. I think they did a good job with this.
He just want to watch BET too. What? I didn't do it.
I know. The first Suicide Squad movie is
just Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Not V.
Well, that's why I corrected. It
looked like he built from parts he got from a junkyard. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's so, like, it's kind of ironic because the Nolanverse wanted to have a more realistic Batman too, but I think that the Reeves Batman is even more so grounded because the most over the top thing I think that we have in that movie is his suit when he's diving, but more so because he crashes into a top. He hits the top of a bus or something like that. And he walks away from his little gliding incident. That's really the biggest thing. I'm like, what? The fact that he didn't die or whatever.
Hey, Batman, he won't die.
Unless it's the Suicide Squad game. Yeah, the flying squirrel suit. Yeah, I think that was one of the... And even that is a real thing. But, like, the fact that he doesn't die from the injury he sustains in that is a bit of a reach. But otherwise, yeah. Yeah, he just limped off. He's like, half of my body's dead. Oh, God, I'm okay.
Oh, it's okay.
I'll save the adrenaline for later. Yeah. What else we have, Dan? Anything?
You're leaving it to me.
Well, you said no.
Oh boy! I think the only other one was the one you told me to pull up, which was American Werewolf.
I don't go over Godzilla stuff on here, but Hayat Toys is doing a Skullcrawler. It's based off the one from Godzilla versus Kong, so it's the fully grown one. It's been kind of a slow week for releases, in all honesty.
Yeah, the Plasma Series Ecto-1. I wonder if anybody would have that.
Does anybody have that? Yeah, so this is a Hot Toys set. I don't know. Is that up yet? Well, no, it's not out yet. But
let me check.
Okay. So, in other news, while Dan's away, yesterday I was trying to use my 3D printer, and it stopped halfway through. Well, not even halfway through a print. It stopped in, like, midway through a print. And this was on the Cobra 2 Max. The screen went black. The bed cooled down and the nozzle basically turned off. And it just stood there and I just heard the fan going, like the just general run fan. And I went over and I couldn't bring the screen back up. And then so I just turned it off. When I turned it back on, I didn't have anything for like a print fail message or whatever. So I'm going to try the print again in a new file, new sliced file on a different USB to try and see if it had anything to do with that stuff. But otherwise, I don't know why the hell it would do that, especially the fact that the screen went black and just stayed off. Kind of concerned about that. I know that Pete had issues with the Cobra 2 Max, and I messaged him about it, but he was radio silent on anything.
Kind of like now.
Well, he's busy with stuff. I know that he's doing a lot of different things with the walls and integrating them into the floor system. But yeah, I don't know why the hell this printer stopped halfway through.
I know it stopped because it was when we were playing fart.
Was that when it stopped?
Okay. Yes, because the noise that was in the game was throwing you off for an alert or noise that the 3D printer was making, and it was actually making
it. No, it wasn't that. So the printer makes noises, and like the noises that it normally makes, it wasn't making after a certain point. And I don't remember if that was when we were still playing on your stream or not, but normally it's like doing all that shit, and it was just doing like the fan noise, and I went over to it and it was just chilling like a little dick.
Nice.
I don't know.
By the way, to answer your question about this, somebody does have it. I was gonna do what you did last week and actually open it for the first time, but then I forgot that that Dept is opening box.
Dan, My box was 3 feet tall.
Yeah, but my hands suck.
Touché.
You know what I'm saying? toy collecting and creating. That's what the show's about, Badass. Welcome to Shadow Moses.
Oh, yeah, we normally say that at the beginning. We didn't this time, though.
Yeah, it was kind of a insanity. Our fearless leader is fearful. Boy, assembly required.
Oh, boy.
Now, the problem is I can't just put... Just looked over at the dogs. I can't just put this on the ground because someone will chew the shit out of it.
They'll eat the box? That's hilarious.
Anything cardboard goes in his mouth. Isn't that nice?
Oh, well, he's a puppy. He's got them teeth. Is that...
Oh, shit.
You need to assemble?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's a lot of parts.
Oh, shit. I thought we were just talking about cool toys we want. Well, yeah, that's that. Also that, yes.
So, sometimes we do. Like... We know you want an X-23. I would like more figures from Pacific Rim. Like, Bandai had this pretty good wave of the mechs from the second movie, which wasn't great. I would like them to do a wave from the first movie because the figures were awesome. Yeah, we're live. You know that. I would like them to, that same Bandai studio, to make figures from the first movie and then also do like we don't have enough villains, and like in that the Pacific Rim one world, we don't have kaiju figures. Like, we have the ones that NECA put out, but they're really not that great. The articulation is limited. Okay, Bill O'Reilly. She said, fuck it, we'll do it. Also, actually, that's something else. Like, the fact that we've talked about this in our chat.
Say, what did Bill O'Reilly do?
Well, the fact that they can say like fucking shit on TV now is so weird to me.
Oh, we were having that discussion in the chat.
Because like in Resident Alien, they say fuck, and sometimes it's kind of like muted out. They'll be like, what the? Yeah. But other times they say it, and I'm like, was this edited or like, well, censored? Like, is it edited out? And I'm really just, I don't have cable, so I don't know. But like at work, they'll have the TV on in the break room and they'll say shit. And I was like, you can say that on TV now, which is just so weird to me. And even in Archer, Mallory, they can do it after 10. Yeah. It seems like certain networks, you can just kind of do it. And then there's also, it looks like there's something about if it's actually like stylistic or like necessary to like stay true to the dialogue or whatever. So like Deadpool is probably a bad example because he says it all the time.
What we do in the shadows.
They say it a lot too.
It is a good example because they will get like four or five in a commercial break. And I'm like, how are we getting around? It took me like a season and a half to go cursing on TV.
And they are? And
That's so
weird.
Yeah. And it was the only season I watched as they aired it was season 3.
Okay.
And it took me a second. I'm like, is this only because I'm watching it on demand? No, it was the recording of the episode that aired, and they cuss. I would argue that's stylistic.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know what the rule is, but it throws me off as well because, watching TBS and a fuck gets thrown out.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think now this is a fucking stream. It's a little different because, you know, it's streaming. They don't have that same rule, but I don't know where that rule comes in and comes out. No idea. Well, I'd love to show everybody, but I have to build stuff, so I have to be distracted for a moment. So I'll just do this.
Dan can't build anything. That's why he never put together his Lego Ecto-1. Bam! Ecto-1A. But whatever.
No, it's Ecto-1.
It's Ecto-1B.
It's not.
It's the Ecto-3.
It's not.
The Threcto.
Threcto.
I mean, they could cuss, show porn, and set all they want. They aren't coming by SEC like local channels, I guess.
It's not food, dude. Bag opens, he runs over.
He's just a little puppy.
Now, he's then just he immediately a little goes baby. Over to his sister to fight, and she just body slams.
That is funny.
She still outweighs him by like a whole dog weight.
I was about to say, like, how much bigger is she than him? Still,
she is 20. She is 19, 20 pounds. He is 10.
Okay. Yeah. He's still a little guy.
That's it. He's not going to get much bigger.
Yeah, that's valid, actually.
What's funny about this is it's like, should I read the instructions?
Beep, bump, 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 putting this out on the internet. It's so great. What great content.
Well, the silence would be edited if you shut the fuck up.
I don't want it to be silent, though.
No, it would.
You shut your face.
And shut your fucking face.
Don't curse at me, man. This isn't TBS.
And then, where'd my bag go?
I don't know, bag. Dan, what figures do you want?
What figures do I want? Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that don't exist. Actually, it would be really cool if, like, because you saw the Mezco line. It'd be cool if they did, like, an updated line for the current Ghostbusters.
You know what figure I want? Since we're going to be kind of a smartass about it, I want a Garrett figure from Extreme Ghostbusters. The one in the wheelchair? Never got a toy figure. What A-plus bullshit is that?
What? A-plus bullshit? Ableist. Oh. Well,
how dare you? Not one of my Ecto-1s has a stretcher.
I would say it's more disableist, but wait, what? None of them have a stretcher? That one does, though?
That one does.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah,
so,
that's interesting.
Other than that, what else? Oh, you know what would be really cool? If Hiya Toys started doing Mad Max figures?
Honestly, you know what I want?
What?
I've never had one?
What?
A yellow submarine.
Yeah.
From the Beatles. They've never had a yellow submarine toy. It's a sick. I would really want one.
I feel I feel like Super 7 would do that.
I can't believe there still is.
X-23 in Wolverine attire, X-23 in street clothes, X-23 in X-Force attire, but in its proved figure and Daphne facial scan. Well, supposedly the newer female Buck from Hasbro is actually a good figure. That came out in the, I think it was the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 3-pack. One was just, I don't know if it was based off a character, but it might have been like a Sharon Carter type mix between Black Widow and like a Sharon Carter. But apparently the figure itself is really good. A lot of people weren't, like, I know Pete wasn't thrilled about that 3-pack just because you didn't really need like an army of them. In the Extreme Ghostbusters opening, they goofed and showed Garrett without him. So he was just hovering in the seated position. what was I saying? Oh yeah, if they
I don't know how that means we don't get a ghost.
If they did an, it's just a fun fact, Dan. Stop.
It's not fun.
Albert, go fetch your dad some fucking tissues.
He's not listening to you.
Oh, he.
You haven't even met him yet. You don't fucking get.
Dan, shut your face.
He's legit random.
Supposedly that's a really good like female buck from Hasbro. So. I don't know if they'll be able to do an X-23 figure based on that. Let's see.
Melatonin doesn't hit. I know where it is in the song without even hearing the audio.
That's right.
It should be coming up. Thanks. That's Ed Varno, right? I mean, you don't see. He's.
There was his wheelchair.
Yeah. In the ensuing. The shot before that.
He's not sitting down.
He's much lower than Eduardo. Because he's
not really. It's
I'm gonna disqualify that. So say it, the ghost. No, it definitely didn't draw it in. It's not there, right there. He's just kind of
Yeah, he does not wheel in,
which is very funny because again he has one of the funniest lines I've ever heard in the show when they get their car flipped. He's in the back because wheelchair accessible. The car gets flipped. Are you all right? Edward, are you all right? Yeah, Garrett. I can't move my legs. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's a really good line. I'm glad nobody's ever used that.
I have watched this show hundreds of times. Never occurred to me. Badass. I just took for granted that he was wheeling in.
Well, badass, you just ruined Dan's adolescence.
No, not really. No, see, I don't let
destroyed
ruin my childhood.
He cannot recover from this.
So that means something awful happened between the intro and the show.
In the next scene, when it shows the three of them up shooting up, he's in a wheelchair. That's weird.
It's funny because there's little. I don't even know the animation studio that did it, but Deke did the original. Deke did the original cartoon, and there's not a lot. But there's a few noticeable where they're like, they translated that wrong. That's pale. What happened here?
Oh,
yeah. There's a lot of that. Like, oh, hey, that's a white.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's not. It's great.
You almost done putting that thing together?
No, you should end the show. Yes, I am almost.
So
So just wait a second and don't say anything.
Hey, I'm vamping.
I can edit. No, but what I'm saying is I can edit out. Leave you. Shut up.
Oh, my God. I can't get it in the hole.
I went over that whole thing last week, Dan, if you can't figure it out from that clip.
All right. Well, we're not putting
Plasma Series Kylie.
I was kind of hoping we would get a Plasma Series Extreme Ghostbusters line. That show gets so fucking brushed over. It's companies. It's annoying. The fucking animated series, and while I'm thankful they put it out, it was almost an afterthought. It was one of those burn as manufactured to order, something like that. I don't.
Oh, it was a made.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Made to. That's it. That's how they put it out. I'm like, oh, well. I guess I'm glad they put it out. And then they package it like a bunch of assholes and they have discs stacked on other discs. So I can't wait for that to not work.
Well, is Netflix is getting a series, right?
It's in production as we speak.
Okay, so we'll get half a season of that, which could be something.
And then they'll cancel it.
Yeah.
It's weird. I have this, I'd like a Frozen Empire Plasma Series Phoebe, please. I can't believe they don't have it. They had a regular and a Plasma Series for Afterlife. Nothing with...
I saw someone say that... Frozen Empire was bad, and I was just, I didn't even bother commenting, but I was just like, what do you want out of it? And like, well, the person said that they like that they can't recapture the feeling of the first movie, and I'm like,
no fucking shit.
Yeah, but it's not the first movie. Like, what the fuck do you want? Seriously.
I fucking hate that.
It's so dumb, and like, I know you won't watch it, but it's kind of the same thing with the movie, fuck, what's it? I can never remember what it's called. It's an early Michael
Bad Ash, I'm trying to be positive about it, okay? I don't want to talk about it other than that. It's in production.
All right, calm down. But it's an early Michael B. Jordan movie with Dane DeHaan on it. And fuck, I can never think of... I'm going to have to pull it up. I can never think of the name of the movie, and it's going to drive me crazy.
Well, yeah, because I still can't find the name I was trying to give you for who was signed on to that animated series. So we're even on that.
What is it? Chronicle. You'll never watch it because Max Landis produced it or some shit.
Oh, yeah. No, I would never.
Never watch it. The writer of that had, and I've talked about this on the stream on the podcast before, but the writer of that or the writers behind that, they had a script for a darker movie that was definitely like a villain origin story.
Right.
And then they had Chronicle, which was a little bit, which was still pretty dark. I won't lie, but like it was much more of a hero origin story. And they wanted to do a sequel, but, fuck, I shouldn't have closed that tab.
Here's my thing about people that say, and I said this on the Q&A, if they ever release the fucking audio, I'll say it in front of anybody, if you're saying, well, it's not as good as the original or does it capsule, it's a cop out. You just don't like things, don't talk anymore.
Hey, I don't like things,
then don't talk anymore. No.
Dan, I'm a white guy with the podcast. I have to talk. My voice needs to be heard.
Yeah, all that canceling and nobody's hearing our voice on the podcast we do with advertising. Oh, we don't have any. But what I said was, is
how dare you?
Of course it's not going to capture. Shut up. It's not going to capture the original heart of the original movies because it's impossible. That's no kidding. It's doing its own thing. Now, this next movie, each movie that comes out, if they do it, or the television show, if it ever gets done,
television,
it's going to be further, further, and further from the original than anything else before it. And you're all going to bitch.
Yeah.
All of you are going to bitch about it.
It's really dumb. And like, I don't understand the concept. So back to Chronicle, the writers had the next
and section. Another thing.
They had the idea of what they wanted to go with a sequel, but Fox was just like, no, like, don't we want more of that. We want more of that first movie again. Like, you're not fucking doing anything. Like, I understand that there's a lot of cool things that come with an origin story, but that's also part of the problem with the Spider-Man movies. Like, Far From Home is it's okay, but it's a soulless movie because it doesn't take place in New York. Spider-Man doesn't have any personality, and we just have this enemy who doesn't actually do anything except control drones. What is that really supposed to be? Like, it's like we get his the spider sense kind of out of it, but like, if you look at No Way Home, we do get a little more sense of who Peter Parker is. But even then, like, we don't have, like, the Peter Parker that we have is so different from what was in Civil War. And that's, like, the closest we'll actually get to a true Peter Parker in the MCU, unless they retcon his whole story in whatever new Spider-Man movie they do whenever they do it. In ways that it's a good thing, and they can actually do that, because he's an unknown. He's going to go back to being the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He has, like, that old, like, the true red and black suit. He doesn't have all the technology and everything, which also, like, yeah, it's fun to see, but, like, you're taking away from the core of Spider-Man by giving him all this technology and shit. You're turning him to Iron Man, and that's what they really did, because they didn't understand how to brand him, ironically, within their own fucking Marvel studio. So yeah. In a similar line, talking about sequels and everything like that, I started playing Hellblade 2. So, Dan, are you familiar with Hellblade at all? Basically. I didn't think so. So the first game, I think they're both... I know the second one's an Xbox exclusive. I don't know if the first one is. But the first Hellblade, you basically... You play as this woman, Senua, and it takes place back in the fucking day when the Vikings were, like, still doing raids on, like the southern regions of Europe. But it was still, like, very, like, it was a long, long time ago. Let me say that. It's back when the Vikings were raiding, and they would string people up and do the Blood Eagle. Do you know what that is? You know what that is? Okay, so anyone who doesn't, the Blood Eagle is when they would string people up, and then they would take their back skin and then cut them open like wings, and then they would basically almost like a kind of crucifixion.
Sorry.
What
bad ass said.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know this very well.
But so the second one, I was kind of curious where they would go with the second one, because the first one, the whole premise, are you doing a trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first one?
Mm-hmm. I believe it is.
Yeah, this is the first one.
Looks really good on stream too. I love doing this.
Is there sound?
Oh, I was trying not to get a,
Oh, okay. So no, you can turn off the sound. That's fine. So the whole premise is that she's going to basically try and get her husband's soul back, like, because she misses him and everything like that. But she has psychosis, so, like, you play the game with headphones on because you hear all the voices in her head as you play.
Yeah.
So she's going, that little thing that she has on her waist in the back is her, like, her lover's head. I don't know if they were married, but it's his head, because that's where your soul is. So she's going to the depths of hell to get his soul back. So there's the Blood Eagle.
Nice.
But basically, she goes through all that quest and everything like that, and in the process, she learned this. So there's Hela, and that's, I forget. I don't think that was Ares. But,
nothing like a little head, badass, correct.
Yeah, hey, lightsaber. Yeah. No, that's a sword that can actually kill gods.
Oh, it's a light whip.
Wait. But in the second one, you're going to basically get revenge on the Northmen who, like, captured her slaves and everything, and or captured her country, like, her country people and shit, and turned them into slaves. So right now where I'm at in the second one is you're learning, and, like, basically the whole point I'm rambling nonsensibly about this game is, like, you kind of wonder where the second one's gonna go, because she basically she fulfilled her quest. Like, she's at peace with him dying. Like, she can't do anything. And the second one, you're kind of like, so where do we go from here? And it actually does have a story that progresses, and there's developments in the world and everything. And, like, what a fucking concept.
Imagine that. Wait a minute. Yeah, no, this is the second one.
So can you not do sound? Like, will it get pulled?
I can, yeah.
Sound? Give a fuck. Mother, I'm a child. With an animal soul, I don't belong here. I don't belong anywhere.
Story that progresses.
As I am running around looking for every answer, moving across my mind like a beautiful dancer.
What kind of her mother was burned?
Why do I know this song?
I am here to tear what makes me whole.
don't know, it's probably a Genesis song or something.
No, I wouldn't know that. What's the matter with you? I'm a child with an animal
soul. I don't belong here. I don't. Huh. Interesting trailer for it.
You sent me the, you signed me up with that fucking trailer.
The game's good so far. It's just it's, I'm trying to figure out exactly there's, so like there's gameplay video of it where they're actually fighting a giant in like this cave, and I'm not there yet, and I'm kind of curious how that's gonna go. But yeah, but it's a good game, and yeah.
Unreal Engine 5.
Yep. Yeah.
The game this is, just came out.
Yeah, it came out this.
Oh fuck!
Tuesday,
I thought we were like three in or something.
No. It just came out, but it's an exclusive because, like, because
why not?
Because no, because the whole fucking war of the consoles. Like they you don't, no,
we can't have
you don't
nice things,
get man. Exclusive anymore. They instead buy the fucking studios, and that's why we don't get a sequel. The day's gone because studio. Because Sony buys Ben Studio, and then Ben Studio's like, hey, we want to make a sequel to this game because a lot of people like it. And Sony's like, no, fuck you! So it's stupid.
I'll tell you the one game trailer that I was really excited, but I never played it because I had no interest in the game. But I remember this trailer coming out, and it wasn't even a full game, dude. It was it's like a DLC. It was a large DLC for one of the Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
It was fucking Mike and the Mechanics. Mike Rutherford's band that your dad knows. like, wait a minute. That's so odd. Why would they react to that? I mean, Hellblade. Why would they, a Hellblade, yeah. Why would they use that? And it was perfect because it's called Silent Song. And it fit in perfectly. But it's one of those things where you're sitting there like, I know I've heard this song before, but you're watching this trailer and you're hearing, well, to me, words that are really familiar. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the Mike and the Mechanics? And it's a woman, like it's a slowed down version of the song.
Right.
Kind of like, go ahead.
No, what were we saying? Kind of like what?
Kind of like how the Suicide Squad movie, I'm the Only One That Likes, used the Bee Gees song for their first trailer, but like slowed it up. I'm starting a joke that got the whole world crying.
Well, if that movie sucks, David Ayer actually has capability, but Warner Brothers is like, no. they were like, no, we need more Joker in the movie. Like, but that's not what's really happening. But we need more Joker, huh?
Watching.
But like, well, in talking about slowing down songs to make them so dramatic, which is what any movie trailer does anymore.
Yeah.
And it's so overplayed and I hate it. It's like that stupid fucking sequel to Beetlejuice where they have the children's choir saying, yeah, like stop acting like it's a prestigious work of art. It's a fucking movie about an undead bastard who lives in a fucking model. Yeah. Like stop. You're fucking, you're assholes for doing that. Like, have the sequel, fine. Enjoy your movie and everything, but stop acting like it's like a fucking Daniel Day-Lewis. It's a piece of shit.
I abandoned my child!
I've abandoned my boy!
I am not one to react to trailers like that, but I watched the Beetlejuice trailer and I'm like...
Yeah, well, like, that's the thing. It's like, Tim Burton came in and he's like, I'm gonna cover this in my ectoplasm. And like,
just retire, please.
Seriously, like it's just so dumb.
God damn it! I can't fucking find it. Syndicate. Thank you.
Did you finish the Ecto one?
Yeah. Yes.
Pull a little bitch up real quick.
Okay. Here we go.
It fell. I don't know. Were you just singing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Me coming. Yeah, that's the Mike and Mechanics song.
Oh, okay.
That's Silent Running. That's their
dude. When single. You say Mike and the Mechanics, nothing except like weird 80s like pop shit jumps into my mind.
What else pops in your? What song pops in your head?
I don't know. Just like clanking 80s pop. Oh, beat.
No, they weren't that bad. They were cheesy. Say it loud. About their dead dad. It wasn't even his father. There you go. Ecto one.
Dude, that looks fucking great. Actually,
he looks really good.
Now give us an Ecto 2, or not the Ecto 2.
Ecto 1A.
No, the I'm talking about, what is the one from Answer the Call?
Oh, the Ecto-1.
Yeah, give us the Answer the Call Ecto-1, because that would look fucking amazing as that.
I mean, everybody was bitching about that movie. I'm like, the fucking Ecto-1 in that movie is a 1984 Cadillac.
It looks so good. It looks so good. It with that red top, man. That fucking red top just does it for me.
I loved it. It's really cool. And you find out when you get into a room full of people and you talk about the movie, nobody hates it.
No, that's not true.
No, it's fine. Well, no, but I was in a room full of 36 people, and they're like, fine. I just, it's okay.
Yeah, but they were there for a Ghostbusters panel, Dan.
Well, that's the people that count, not people who are like, I saw it was fucking garbage. Not one.
I mean, if you think it was garbage, that's also fine too, but like you have to have an actual reason to think it's garbage.
Well, most people don't, is my point.
Right. So like I was talking to a guy the other day, last weekend, and he was saying that he didn't care for The Last of Us Part 2 because he just didn't care for Abby's part of the game. And honestly, that's fine. Just hogging all the camera, Dan. I was more so letting you know so you didn't feel self-conscious.
I forgot to sit. No, I don't care.
But like he genuinely just didn't care about Abby as a character and everything. Like at first, yeah, it was obviously he was mad because Abby kills Joel. Spoiler. But like
what?
Yeah. And I get that people have that immediate reaction, but I feel like if you don't give Abby's campaign a shot, then it's whatever. Like stop acting like Joel's like this great dude, because he's not. But
just the one.
But like he just genuinely didn't care for Abby's campaign as much, and that's fine. If you don't like Abby as a character after playing her campaign, great. But don't just dislike Abby's campaign because she killed Joel. Nah! Like that's stupid so reason. Fucking stupid.
So that's where Rogue's booty went. Yeah. Yep, right here in my that would be a first for Ed.
Also, you know what though? The more I think about The Last of Us TV show, the less I like it.
Oh, that's great. You should think more of it.
But didn't you think it was really good?
Yeah, I thought
it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, you're wrong. Your opinion is invalid.
Someone's playing music. I heard a weird noise and I thought it was my work phone ringing. I was like, the fuck? What the fuck?
Are we about to die?
What is this?
I was looking for the Syndicate trailer with the damn Mike and the Mechanics and I can't fucking find it.
Oh, Assassin's Creed Syndicate?
Yeah. You hear me? Can't believe you know that song.
That was a popular song, dude.
It was in 1985.
Yeah, but like, I was raised on classic rock, you dumb bitch.
Permian. Still waiting for Matt to finish playing it on stream. Left me hanging.
Playing what on stream?
Last of Us.
Oh.
He won, so I may actually start that this mood I'm in by then.
Like, I don't play on stream very often. I never finished Dead Space. I did play through Callisto Protocol. Didn't play the DLC, which apparently I need to because supposedly it's great. And I paid for it, so I might as well. But I realized I also never played the DLC for Horizon Forbidden West, which is cool because you actually fight the Horus, which, Dan, you don't know anything about this, but the Horus is basically like this gigantic, monstrous machine that has all these tentacles and like it could destroy a city. Like it's like a mechanical kaiju kind of thing. And like you fight one you fight some type in the Burning Shores DLC for Horizon. So I need to play that. You found what?
Silent Running.
Oh, okay.
I know, but that part plays. My point is that part plays, and I'm like, I haven't picked up on it yet. I'm like, I don't know what's happening in this trailer.
Can you hear me? Horus, Horus.
That's it. That I'll get nailed for. We're not playing that.
Yeah. That's
Mike's going to be like, excuse me. Can you give me my money for that song? How much is it for 20 seconds? 30,000. No, it's not. But I'm 6'10 and I'll kill you. All right.
So, Dan, the Horus is 292 meters long, 143 meters wide and 91 meters high, including its tentacles.
I can't get off to that. I can't find anything about this. Oh, I see some fat kid with a shell. Jeez.
Yeah.
Damn.
I need to play that DLC. Game's good. The game's a lot of fun. I'm waiting for the third one. And actually, I'm also waiting for the Spin Master figures. You fucks, release them already.
Spin Master!
If you want to release your figures, just go ahead now. See what I did there?
Spin Duck?
Yeah.
They curse your CD player and I watch them.
What? It's nothing like the original Ghostbusters. Shut up.
But yeah, I need to play that game so I can fight the Horus.
Horus!
Looks fucking crazy. You see like wrecked versions of them, but they're like half buried in mountains and shit. Right. But like, yeah. It's literally like a giant kaiju. But otherwise,
never be too careful.
Never be too careful. So I think that's all I had for today. Unless Dan wanted to go something else over something else, but I don't think he did. Yeah, that's right. Shake that head. Yeah, that's Horus from like that fucking claymation show with the dog and the bald guy. But otherwise, I'm going to be signing off now. This is Matt from Shadow Moses 112. I make some stuff and I do some things on our whole thing. Pete is working on the walls, as I mentioned earlier. He's working on integrating a base for flooring and everything to kind of give people more options, basically, for displaying. I mean, the walls can stand on their own, but to integrate it with, like, his tile floor that he mentioned before. I'm battling my 3D printer as I work on vehicles. And basically, we have a few projects that we're working on. So follow us on Instagram. You can always reach out to us on Instagram at ShadowMoses112. And it's 112. Check out our website, ShadowMoses112.com. What are you doing?
Doing things as you're signing off. Do it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, our website is down at is down there. And that's our Instagram. Thank you, Dan. We're live with the podcast every Sunday at 8 o'clock, where we basically talk about figure releases, pre-orders, all that kind of stuff. As you gleaned from this, there's no point in explaining it at the end of the episode. shut up. but Pete couldn't make it today, but normally Pete's also here. Dan, thanks for producing and everything like that. Like the cool intro this week. We'll see what you do next week for us. If it's something else.
No, I might change that. I wasn't
Well, we were talking about that before we started and it was kind of funny. But otherwise, yeah, you can always reach out to us on the Instagram account. We're pretty active there. Check out our website scrolling at the bottom right now if you're interested in any of our products. Pete's really active on the Instagram showing updates on different things he's working. I know this past week he's uploaded some pictures of the walls and everything that he set up. But otherwise, have a great week, guys. If you're off tomorrow, enjoy it. If you're working, hopefully it's hopefully it's not the worst Monday ever. Ash, get out of here. But goodbye, Ash. But otherwise, take care, everybody. Thanks for stopping in. Have a great week.